For Wednesday, July 22nd, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. It is hump day. That means that we are moving into the last part of the week, which is great because the weekend gets here. I love weekends. It's time with family and friends. We hope for good weather, sunny skies, and then, of course, gathering together as the body united on Sunday morning to celebrate and glorify the living God. Today, we find ourselves looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. This section of scripture is titled, A Life Pleasing to God. And I think I speak on your behalf when I say that all Christians have a desire to please God. Let's read what the scripture teaches this morning. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more, for you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion just simply Sanctification, and this is what he wrote. The death side. In sanctification, God has to deal with us on the death side as well as on the life side. Many of us spend so much time in the place of death that we get sepulchral. That is, we get gloomy or dismal in our outlook. There is always a battle royal before sanctification, always something that tugs with resentment against the demands of Jesus Christ. Immediately, the Spirit of God begins to show us what sanctification means. The struggle begins. If any man come to me and hate not his own life, he cannot be my disciple. The Spirit of God in the process of sanctification will strip me until I am nothing but myself. That is the place of death. Am I willing to be myself and nothing more? No friends, no father, no brother, no self-interest, simply ready for death? That is the condition of sanctification. No wonder Jesus said, I came not to send peace, but a sword. This is where the battle comes and where so many of us faint. We refuse to be identified with the death of Jesus on this point. But it is so stern, we say. He cannot wish me to do that. Our Lord is stern, and he does wish me to do that. Am I willing to reduce myself simply to me, determinedly to strip myself of all my friends think of me, of all I think of myself, and to hand that simple naked self over to God? Immediately I am, he will sanctify me wholly, and my life will be free from earnestness in connection with everything but God. When I pray, Lord, show me what sanctification means for me, he will show me. It means being made one with Jesus. Sanctification is not something Jesus Christ puts into me. It is himself in me. Well, I'm not sure that there's anyone who could hear this devotion this morning and not be challenged. So what I encourage you to do again today is take a few moments, even re-listen to this devotion, but really ponder what it means to you, and then pray as Oswald Chambers teaches us here, Lord, show me what sanctification means for me, because he will show you. Tomorrow, I hope you'll join again as we look at sanctification again, this time from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.